The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, hello there. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. It is Monday morning. The time is 6:36 a.m. And I got your chance to have a shout-out on the wireless early doors. As we kind of say, though, I know it's very early, and if you're one of the people that are up right now, well, firstly, A, you're a hero. Mm. I don't know if you've been told that yet today already, but just for being up right now, you're a hero. Whether you're getting up to do a job, whether, of course, you're maybe halfway through a shift or whatever it may be, or, of course, the most heroic of all, you're still up from the weekend. Yes. Whatever it may be, you deserve a shout-out. 8, 12, 15. But what you need to do, along with the details you want in your shout-out, is send me the answer to My First, My Last, My Everything. And for all you newcomers, this is the first note of a song and the last note of a song that we love here, and they are stuck together. Can you identify this? The answer is, of course, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Can you identify that, Matt?
Yes.
Anna?
Even I can identify that one.
Okay, so this is going to be played on the main station after 7. We'd also play it on 90s, if you know what I mean. Here it is one more time. So who is that, along with all the details that you want in your shout-out?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I'm going to play it on the main station just after 7 a.m. What on earth is this? Well, it is, of course, Wonderwall by Oasis. I wonder if they'll do this one when they do the Wembley dates. Yeah. I wonder if they'll do this.
Oh, who knows?
Must be, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'll have to message Liam and Noel and give them my favourites.
Yes,
my
set list. Your request.
Please. Of course. Yes, you know, you've got to do that. You've got to do it. So well done to, well, let's start with That's Definitely Maybe Oasis and Wonderwall. I'm praying for sunshine today, says Ryan from Lincoln. Starting that working week, shout out to Henry and James, who will be waking up for school soon. This will make their day. Hello, Henry. Hello, James. Have a lovely day at school. Kev and Kerry have been driving since 5:30 a.m. from Norfolk to Essex for work. We moved here 3 weeks ago, and now, and then we enter into all caps, this is our life. Kieran, stuck in traffic on the M2, using you guys as motivation for a Monday morning. It's a pleasure to be your motivation. A knacker but bright and bushy-tailed Bren in Palmer's Green. Simon in Kettering sitting in front of a log burner, trying to get dry after a wet dog walk. Amy in Surrey, who's off to work in a prison as a psychotherapist. I'd like to shout out myself, Dave, because I want everyone to hear that it's okay to pat yourself on the back sometimes, especially when things are a bit rough. Well put. Well done, Amy. Yeah. Nicely done. And finally, Tim in the auto glass van.
Glass repairs.
That's right. I said auto glass van. That's right. I said auto glass van.
Oh, I see again.
That's right, I said auto glass van.
Oh, no. What is going on?
That's right, I said auto glass van.
We're stuck.
At this point, I think we're dreaming.
Shall I give him a nudge? he's stuck in a groove or something.
Kieran said we were motivating him on a Monday morning. What's
he going to do that all morning?
Than the auto glass repair song from around the world.
Play the international auto glass repair jingles all day just for one auto glass repair van driver called Tim.
What's that? I have entertained and educated you at 6:53 in the morning. You are so welcome.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what is going on out there?
What do you want first? Stevie Wonderwall or Retro Kids TV Grime? Which would you like
I'll
to hear
first? I'll go Grime first,
Grime
I think.
First, yeah. I think Grime's nice. Because, you know, they've done... There's a Grime artist called Grime Journalist, and he's got together with DJ Ag Online and created a piece of work where he just freestyles about kids' TV. that was on a Saturday morning in the 80s and 90s. And Dave, you spotted this over the weekend, and it's particularly nice. At some points, he just sounds like he's listening off cartoons, but...
it's brilliant.
It's an amazing
piece of work. Unless someone's like, oh, do you remember Trapdoor? Yeah, like, I never thought a grime artist would remind me of, like, Garfield. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's really good. It's a nice twist. People talk about retro TV a lot, but never quite like this.
Transformers, Madness, Prime versus Megatron, Autobots, Decepticons, Dinobots, Insecticons, the Flintstones, Jetsons, the Simpsons, the Smurfs, Bravestar, X-Men, Defenders, Thomas the Tank Engine, Popeye the Sailor Man, Richie Rich kept spending, G.I. Joe, Voltron, Garfield, Hobbyhorn, Dog Tanya, and the Musket Hounds, One for All for One, Dexter's Laboratory, Zelda, the Raccoons, Tailspin, Heathcliff, The Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Charlie Brown,
I mean, he's rattling through them. He really is.
And Captain Planet, he's a hero. Pollution down to zero. Banana Man, Mighty Mouse, Michael Myers from Mars.
Amazing. I mean, he goes on for ages. He's just listing off cartoons.
He's not just listing off cartoons, is he?
I mean, there's more to it.
Being only 28 years old as I am, I've got to be careful with the ones I remember.
Yeah.
But me going, oh, D'Artagnan!
The gargoyles on the roof.
It's amazing. Share the full video on Instagram stories. You can enjoy that.
So what's this other one then?
Well, yeah, we've just heard Wonderwall by Oasis on the main station here at Absolute Radio, and there I Ruined It have been up to their tricks again. I mean, this is possibly a step too far.
Okay.
But, you know, they get Liam's voice and AI it, so he sings along with other tunes, and this is Stevie Wonderwall, so it's a coming together, which it's quite a hard listen for a Monday morning, so be wary of this.
I was thinking, what will the guys at choir say?
Yeah, and now there's another one for you to do. Very Superstitious meets Wonderwall for the choir.
That's quite an interesting mashup.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Or you can maybe do the grime about retro TV. I'd love to hear it.
Super Tan Banana Man. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
$5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
Yes, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah.
How exciting. Nice. Wake up, have a Moju shot. It's a ginger shot for a fresh start to your morning. And then, only then, can you take part in Five Words, $5,000. It is radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Can you match five little words with a member of my team and win yourself £5,000? That is the big question. And playing this morning, we have John. Hello, John.
Good morning, team.
Hello, John. Welcome along to the show. John is in Newcastle. He likes the main station and classic rock. We're about to find out who John is going to be playing with.
Generator. Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice. Anna Geary.
Oh, Anna Geary. The people at Moju Ginger Shots will be pleased. the pothole princess is now leaving the studio.
Just a bit of housekeeping. I forgot my pass today, so can someone let me in?
We can do that.
You're locked in the
just
studio.
Just wave through the glass. Yeah, but you do have to leave. Okay.
All right. Good luck, John.
Here's your walkout music.
God bless the pothole.
She forgot her pass today. John, can you hear me? John, are you there?
Oh.
Hello, John.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
John, yes. Hi, John. John, yes, I can. Okay, listen very carefully. I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give if we see her waving through the window or she gets a pass from security. Yeah. I will be giving her the same five words. If they match up, you can win £5,000. Here we go, John. Good luck. What's the first word that comes to mind when I say cardboard? John?
Oh.
John, the word is cardboard. Oh.
thinking.
Pizza.
Cardboard pizza.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
John, what has he got for bread? B-R-E-A-D. John, you know, we've got terrible signal here, and I think it's only fair, and it's what our new dear friends at Mojo would want us to do, is we're going to stop this telephone conversation.
Yeah, I think that's
we're going to try and find you some better signal, because it's only fair that you get to play properly, or I will get your words off air, because Anna still can't hear anything here, and then we'll see if we match up. So, John, if you can hear me, please wait right there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
£5,000 with fresh pressed ginger shots from Moju.
So if you're just joining us, well, Annie, you won't be aware of this either, but we lost John.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine. He's absolutely fine. He just didn't have any signal. Yeah. That was it.
Oh.
So we tried to get some of his words on air as we wanted to do, but he couldn't really hear me. I couldn't really hear him. So it was unfair. So we spent the last song, the last few minutes, getting his words off air. We were able to lock them in, and he is listening along right now.
Okay.
So if he does win the £5,000 because you match five words with him, we won't be able to hear him celebrate. So if you're in the northeast area near a petrol station, and you see a guy on his own in his car celebrating like this and waving his arms around. That's John. That is our John. So, good luck.
Okay.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say cardboard?
Box.
Correct. Bread.
Basket.
Nice. John told us slice. A slice of bread.
Fair enough.
Sorry, John, you've not won the money this morning. But let's do the other words, because John did once match five out of five. So let's see if we can get at least to four. What have you got for hungry?
Thirsty.
Heart. John told us heart.
Hungry
Bruce,
heart.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, okay. Boss inspired. Reference.
Yeah.
Run.
Walk.
No.
Oh.
John said what he did, run away.
He ran away.
Could
hear him.
And finally, picture.
Message.
Ooh.
Frame.
Oh, dear. Well.
If you see a sad-looking individual in the car on their own in a petrol station in the northeast, that is listener John.
Sorry, John.
Sorry, John. It was kind of nice almost having you on the show, and thank you for playing along at home. Of course, five words, £5,000 will be returning tomorrow morning. Now, it will be returning at 7:30 a.m. It is your chance to just say five tiny little words, the same words as a member of the team. If they are the same, then I will give you £5,000. Just look at the words we had this morning. Cardboard, bread, hungry, run, picture. What came to your mind when I said those things? Why not take that extra little step, come live on air tomorrow morning and have a go at five words, £5,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to talk this.
Absolute Radio Live.
At the London Palladium.
Yes, our incredible night of stand-up comedy, Absolute Radio Live, is returning to the London Palladium on Sunday the 17th of November. It's just around the corner.
It's not long now.
It's just, mark it off in your diaries, it's just around the corner. And over the past few weeks, I've been revealing your artists, the comedians performing for your delectation on that night. And it is time right now, as I promised you I would on Friday, to add an eighth and final name. So, Matt Ford and John Richardson are going to be your hosts with the most. They'll be joined throughout the evening by Josh Widdicombe, Susie Ruffle, Judy Love, Phil Wang and Glenn Moore. Plus, this morning, I can reveal, joining the bill, it's a comedian, the host of Mock the Week, the person the Times newspaper described as Britain's favourite Irishman. It's Dara O'Brien! Yes, Dara is also going to be there for Absolute Radio Live, as I say, happening on the 17th of November at the London Palladium. And all of the money we raise is going to the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital Charity, the hospital and charity that help save the life of Matt Ford. So get your tickets right now. It's for a great cause. It's going to be a brilliant night. Tickets are available at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets.
Absolute Radio Live for the London Palladium. Tickets are on sale now. absoluteradio.co.uk. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, nine different playlists if you're listening on the main station. That's Fontaine's DC and their brand new one, Favourite. Before that, well, if you're just joining us, I've added Dara O'Brien to the lineup for Absolute Radio Live. I say I have.
You have.
I decided to call him and say, come on, man, come and do this.
So you've got to do it now.
Your tickets right now at the Absolute Radio ticket store. So, Monday, well, let your freak flag fly. Let's see what's weird about you, shall we? We've all got those little quirks. 8, 12, 15. And sometimes you need to put a question mark after it.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I... You know, you're just thinking... For example, is it weird that I like the smell of plaque?
What?
Satisfaction guaranteed when I floss.
Oh,
I should point out, they're not my words. They've come in an anonymous text. Stephen Hastings, is it weird that I hate receiving gifts and presents, even on my birthdays at Christmas? So much so that my family don't buy me any birthday gifts anymore. Steve adds he is a prolific gift giver, though. He wants everyone to know that, Stephen Hastings.
Okay. I'm definitely the other way. I love presents.
And it's in the soundboard. Perfect, thank you, Anna. So, Matt Dyson, I think we're just going to have to get straight to you here.
Right,
set it all up and then we'll unpack it.
Is it weird that I decided to let my children come on Rock and Roll Football over the weekend with Matt Ford? So they came in with me. Ted had been on about coming to Daddy's work for a long time.
How lovely.
And I thought, you know, well, Fordy wanted to chat to them on air. And I was like, well, you know, Ted might, he's only five. He might dry up. He might not. Yeah. He might go shy and he might. Yeah. But instead, he went the other way and just started really trying to embarrass me, because we were out talking about ways you've embarrassed yourself. And both him and Maggie, who's 10, both really went to town talking
well,
about
I've got a clip.
Ways I've embarrassed them. Yeah, have you
do
got
you mind
that
if
clip?
I,
yeah,
I,
great.
Do you mind
please.
If
I mean...
Please.
I don't want to compound your misery.
Anna's listened to it loads of times.
I just love it so much. I'm obsessed with this clip.
So this is Maggie and Ted, two of Matt's children, appearing on Rock and Roll Football Saturday just gone. Here we go.
When he came to pick me up, he had so much sweat on him.
What a school pickup.
He always has sweat on his t-shirt.
That's not true. That's not even true.
Does he smell?
Yes, it is.
Does he smell?
What does he smell of?
Sometimes in the toilet.
Oh no.
What is happening? What is happening?
He does a massive poo in the toilet.
Oh wow.
Football.
Oh, yeah. I like the fact we put the little eye dent for
well,
the show in
to.
After that clip.
Yeah, we had
rock
the producer took us
football.
Off air at that point. It's like, come on, what's going on?
4D was absolutely no help or support
exactly.
to you in any way.
He was
that,
egging them on throughout. If you listen to the podcast, there's more. They went to town on me. You know, it was fine, but I don't think I'll be doing it again.
You were telling me off air that there was that moment where they obviously the kids came on air, and as I say, 4D like led the witness in a massive way. But at some point, Ted decided to wander through and just have a little chit chat.
Yeah, he came in and told us how he loves olives. Okay, thanks for that, mate. Yeah,
just having a chat.
So not shy or embarrassed about being on the radio. If anything, he's like a shock jock. He just can't stop him talking.
Yeah, he just can't stop it. Yeah. He reminds me of when Gokwan's on Magic and he just walks in here as well and just goes hi guys, I like olives, and then walks out again.
Very similar.
So 8, 12, 15, complete the sentence. Is it weird that I...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
The big Wix event is now on. Save on doors, tiles and flooring and find everything you need for your next home improvement project. Shop in store and online now.
Be house proud with Wix.
At Barclays, we're here for every goal.
We're here for the Premier League.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Anonymous, this one. Dave, is it weird that if I see a dropped teddy on the road, I have to stop my car, pick it up, and bring it home? It's one of the weirdest correspondence I think I've ever received. It is weird. It's also sad. Very frustrating for the parents who are retracing their steps to find little Jemima's, you know, beloved teddy bear that's now sitting on your mantelpiece.
You put it on a wall, surely. You don't take it
home. You have to put it on a wall.
Yeah.
That's the law. If you see one little shoe or a sock or a glove, one hat.
Put it on a wall.
One hat. Just put it on a wall, a nearby wall. You can't take it home, I don't think.
No,
it is weird.
You shouldn't take it home.
Dave, asking for a friend, Bobby, is it weird? Yes. Both Bobby and yes were in brackets. That he eats his crusty sleep from around his eyes in the morning. I hope he's listening because he never shares.
What a horrible start to the day.
Well, let's talk about sleep, shall we? Crusty sleep around the eyes. Matt, it's known as different things around the world, isn't it?
Eye gunk, eye boogers is what they call it in America. Yeah. But sleep is a very strange, quaint term for it, isn't it?
It's really beautiful. We've all kind of fallen in love with it a little bit. It wasn't until this message came in and we were talking about it during the last song. A little bit of sleep in your eye.
I'm pretty sure you shouldn't eat it because it's eye discharge is what it officially
Never
is.
Say that sentence on my breakfast show ever again.
It's a tear film that keeps our eyes moist and healthy while we're awake. And so the blinking flushes out the mucus and the oil from the meibomian glands. And when your eyes are closed and you're not blinking, that eye gunk just collects in the corners of your eyes. So I'd say it's probably best not to eat it.
Bobby, are you listening to Unky Matt? Stop doing it, man. Don't do it anymore. Do you still get that eye gunk as an adult, or is it just something that's exclusively for kids?
It seems to be more with kids, doesn't it? And the older conjunctivitis, doesn't it? That's when it gets really bad. That's when the build-up is massive.
That's another thing I didn't want to say on my breakfast show.
Sorry, you asked.
Thanks so much for that. You know, I did ask. You're right. I deserve it. So drop teddies, eye bogeys covered, anagiri. Is it weird that I...
Well, talking of eyes, is it weird that I made myself late for meeting my friend for dinner last night because I poked my eye with my Dolly Parton wig?
Oh, we were looking for a podcast title today. So for those who don't know, there's a big cabaret coming up.
There is.
You've re-mailed saying, I have to be Dolly. I have to be the great Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And they said, you're going to have to get a wig and a costume or that, or are you just doing this off your own bat?
I'm doing this off my own bat.
Of course you are. You're investing heavily in the performance.
Big time. I've got a pink jumpsuit. It's all sparkly. I've got a blonde beehive wig.
Wow.
And I've tried it on a few times this weekend.
Yeah.
And you know when you just like do a little...
We had the same weekend. I can't believe it.
You know when you do a little hair flick?
Yeah.
Got my eye, didn't I?
Flicked yourself in the eye.
Weeping for half an hour.
Oh, no.
I made myself late.
Well, how's the performance and the costume coming? I mean...
Well, I hope that, you know, I'll have managed to master putting the wig on without poking my eye.
When is the big day?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, just a week away. Is it weird that the number is 8, 12, 15. So now we've got blinding yourselves with Dolly Parton wigs. We've got eating crusty sleep bogeys from your own eyeballs. And we've got collecting dropped teddies. Oh. What about you out there?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. I hope the no-repeat guarantee is treating you well. Of course, you're not going to be hearing the same song twice across the entire network between this moment in time and space right through till 5 p.m. And we stop it just for a moment for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So how can you compete with all of the musical goodness I'm giving people on the no-repeat guarantee,
I've
Matthew?
I've got some more music from Fernando Ufre.
Yes!
Who is he? I hear you cry. He is Cartman. Singing, of course, right? Every time he drops a new track, I get a flurry of messages telling me about it. And he has now done... first I was afraid, I was petrified. He's done I Will Survive.
First I was afraid, I was petrified. Thinking I could never live without you by my side. After spending many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and now you're back from outer space.
It's so good.
How'd I find you here with that sad look upon your face? Should've
I love this more than I should. That's what I've been playing.
I like the guitar.
It's great. Yeah, everything about it is perfect. We need to get him in to do a session.
Oh, yes, in the Rio room.
Back-to-back Cartman classics. That'd be amazing. I'll share it on Instagram. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
Play us out, Cartman. Write this down, Hype Me Swumble. Book Cartman.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it. The first show of a brand new week is done, and what a show it has been. You can listen back on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait for the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast to arrive. That'll be available in about 5-10 minutes time. It needs a title. So let's take a look at what we jotted down when I rang the podcast naming bell. Do adults get sleep in their eyes? Eye discharge. Therefore, I am. Ted wandering through, professing his love of olives, and I poke myself in the eye with my Dolly Parton wig. A lot of eye content going
on,
Matt.
A lot of eye. Who'd have thought there'd be so much eye content? But I think maybe it should be dedicated to the eye gunk discussion from earlier. Eye discharge, therefore I am.
Yeah. Well, Matt had a choice there. It was a straight choice between disgusting eye-based content or his own son.
Yeah, and not giving him that.
No, eye discharge, therefore I am is the name of the Daily Podcast. As I say, available wherever you get your pods. So the Sturge is going to be here next on the main station. She will have the details you need to enter the cash register, which is worth £250,000. Plus, of course, she'll also have a load of music goodness courtesy of the No Repeat Guarantee. As for us, well, we'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.